AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Another peaceful night in Baltimore, but the city is not lifting its 10 p.m. curfew.
Baltimore Police Commissioner Anthony Batts says two nights of peace is not enough to cancel the curfew, especially with large protests planned over the weekend. And he says while police are flexible, it remains a real curfew.
It would be a little dicey if I was going to arrest you for being on your stoop, but also I don't expect you to be outside. This is not playtime.
Police turned their evidence in the arrest of Freddie Gray, the 25-year-old who suffered a fatal spine injury after he was arrested April 12th, over to the state's attorney. Other than to say the van carrying Gray to a police station made a previously unknown stop, they said nothing about what's in the report. Warren Levinson, Baltimore.
Baltimore's chief prosecutor must now decide whether evidence supports criminal charges against police officers in the death of Freddie Gray. Delano Johnson, the leader of a group called Safe Streets Baltimore, says Marilyn Mosby can handle the case.
We put in office, we voted for, I campaigned with her. I just believe she's fair and just.
Does it have to be done fast?
If it's done too fast, something might be missed.
Police officers in Atlanta fatally shot a woman who first fired at them while sitting in the back of a patrol car. Major Darren Sherbaum.
She fired, we know, at least two rounds, and they returned fire.
AP correspondent Philip Lucas reports the woman was being processed in connection with a car theft case.
The woman had been taken into custody because she was sitting in a car that had been reported stolen, and police were responding to a call about this car and had specific details on where the car was.
The latest death toll in the Nepal earthquake stands at nearly 6,200. That's in Nepal alone, 61 elsewhere in the region. Two individuals with knowledge of the decision say President Obama has chosen his hometown of Chicago to host his future presidential library. A new AP GFK poll shows 6 in 10 Americans favor using drones to target members of terrorist groups. This is AP Radio News. A new task for the U.S. Navy.
Defense officials say Navy vessels will start accompanying U.S. flag commercial ships moving through the Strait of Hormuz. That's after Iranian naval patrol boats reportedly fired warning shots across the bridge of a cargo ship flying the Marshall Islands flag before detaining it and its crew.
The AP's Sagar Magani. Even with significant off-field baggage, Jameis Winston was the first pick in the NFL draft last night. He's headed to Tampa Bay. Oregon quarterback Marcus Mariota was picked second by Tennessee, and he's glad the draft process is over.
It's only a couple months, but that process is, you know, pretty long and grinding. And to me, I'm just so excited to be a part of this organization, and I'm just looking forward to getting work and getting back to football.
The Ohio Supreme Court has ruled the way Cleveland taxes professional athletes who work short periods of time in the city is unconstitutional, saying it violates athletes' due process rights. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.